is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pro-life account that Pinterest recently blocked. The reason? Live Action says Pinterest placed them on its porn block list. If that doesn't make sense to you, you're not alone. So stay tuned. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LeStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LeStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as the download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you would like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500. Pinterest recently suspended the account of Live Action, a pro-life group that advocates for the unborn. Pinterest said that the account violated the social media company's policies on misinformation and placed it in its pornography block list. Allison Centofanti, Live Action's director of external affairs, tweeted about the issue while the organization appealed to Pinterest. Project Veritas published information from a Pinterest employee named Eric Cochran, revealing that the social media platform added Live Action's website to a list of sites blocked for pornography content. Cochran said this, "I saw a big tech company saying quietly behind closed doors that they believe Live Action shouldn't have a platform to speak. I want them to have to say this explicitly." End quote. Live Action founder Lila Rose says that although Pinterest initially put them on the porn block list, the company then backpedaled and said they really suspended Live Action's account because of misinformation. But Centofanti says Live Action posts pins about inspirational messages to pregnant mothers, ultrasound images showing the science of prenatal development, and images saying women deserve better than Planned Parenthood. Rose says Pinterest accused Live Action of posting harmful and inaccurate information, including medical information and conspiracies that turn individuals and facilities into targets for harassment and violence. Centofanti finds it interesting that Pinterest hasn't blocked Planned Parenthood's account, even though the company sells baby body parts and has been accused of mistreating pregnant women. In response, pro-life activists have rallied outside of Pinterest's headquarters in San Francisco in response to what they viewed as censorship. To read more about this story, just visit charismanews.com and be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.